If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
5 a.m., I'm up with a crisp Celsius energy drink. Running 12 miles today. Grab a green juice, quick change, and head to work. Meetings, workshops, one more Celsius, no slowing down. Working late, but obviously still meeting the girls for a little dancing. Celsius. Live. Fit. Go. Grab a cold, refreshing Celsius at your local retailer or locate now at Celsius.com.
Where's your playlist taking you? Down the highway? To the mountains? Or just into daydream mode while you're stuck in traffic? With over 4,000 hotels worldwide, Best Western is there to help you make the most of your getaway. Wherever that is. Because the only thing better than a great playlist is a great trip. Life's the trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Book direct and save at bestwestern.com.
Fully Loaded Chew is tobacco-free, long cut in pouches that gives you the same pack, dip, spit, and buzz that you're used to without tobacco. Fully Loaded Chew comes in 9 flavors and is made with all food-grade ingredients and tobacco-free nicotine, the purest form of nicotine there is. To give us a try, head on over to fullyloadedchew.com for a $1 can of chew with free shipping when you enter the code OUTDOOR1. OUTDOOR and the number 1. Lastly, many outdoorsmen are trying to quit tobacco altogether, and Fully Loaded Chew may be that first step. For more information on our product line, visit fullyloadedchew.com. What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Hunting Gear Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Johnson, and today we're going to be talking with Casey Vandergraaf of Prime and the launch of their new Prime bow. I believe it's called the Inline. And so when I saw this, I saw their new bow come out on social media. And it only had one cam up top and one cam on bottom. And for those of you who know Prime, it's been their almost like their trademark. From day one that the company came out, they've had two cams up top and two cams on the bottom. So when they came out with this single cam on top and a single cam on the bottom, this inline system that we're going to talk about today, it kind of was like, oh my gosh, it doesn't even look like a Prime anymore. So we talk about this quote-unquote loss of identity that potentially could happen when you do something like this with any company. You change what the product looks like, and there could be some backlash. So we talk about that. We talk about the design and engineering that goes into this new, I guess you want to call it a remodel of their bows, and talk about the benefits that come from having this inline system as well. So it's a really cool episode, especially if you are a prime guy or if you're just a compound bow junkie like myself. This right here is a really cool episode. So listen to everything that he has to say. Before we get into today's episode, though, we're going to run some quick commercials. We have TheAverageConservationist.com. TheAverageConservationist.com. These guys are a 2% for certified business. They are a lifestyle brand. T-shirts, hats, hoodies, really cool logo wear. I think you guys would all like, you know, it's that kind of wear that lets everybody know you're an outdoorsman. The fit is really well, especially for guys like me who may have the broader shoulders, but they also have the broader midsection too. So, but these t-shirts are only really tight around the upper body. So you can get away with having the love handles like I do. And so the fit's really well as tool. The fit is really well too. Awesome logos, awesome hats. Go to the AverageConservationist.com. And the cool part about this is they give 10% of all of their revenue right off the top to some form of a conservation effort. That is what they do. And if you want to save a little money on buying their apparel, you can enter the discount code NFC10, and that's going to save you 10% off of your purchase. The next is Hunt Stand. I don't know about you, but you know, we're all on our phones all the time. This preseason and even in season, I was on Hunt Stand a lot, basically documenting all of my time afield. There was a rub here. There was a scrape here. Here's where a trail camera's at. Here's where a tree stand is. Here is where I believe the deer should be coming down. So I'm looking at satellite imagery. I'm looking at topo lines. I'm looking at access routes. I'm basically putting together a strategy in my head of where I need to go, how I need to get there to basically put myself in the best position to kill an animal. I used it a lot when I was out west, knowing property boundaries, you know, private, public, walk-in, state ground, whatever it was. You know, when you're in a different state, you really need to know where you're at. And then, you know, knocking on doors in the off season, trying to gain permission to new hunting properties here in Iowa. So the functionality of Hunt Stand is crazy. So what I'm going to say is go to huntstand.com, read up on all the functionality that this app has, and then check out the price. It's like only $39 or $40 or $30. It's $30 for an entire year. So the cost and the cost versus functionality is better than any other hunting app on the market. So take a look at that. And then if you want to save 20 additional dollars or 20 additional percent off of your purchase, enter the discount code SN20 for 20% off. And lastly, Lone Wolf Portable Tree Stands. I'm telling you right now, if it wasn't for this method that I've put myself in and some of the gear that goes along with my approach to mobile hunting, if I took Lone Wolf out of the equation, I don't know what I'd do. It would be, I'd have to redo everything. So Lone Wolf, go to their website, Lone Wolf Portable Tree Stands, and take a look at the Alpha, take a look at the Assault. I'm a huge fan of the Assault and the four sticks. That gets me pretty much anywhere I need to go. And then lastly, if you want to save $50 off any purchase over $200, enter the discount code 9FC21, and that's gonna save you some money. So please go out and support the brands that support this podcast, and let's get into today's, I guess we'll call it like the introduction of the Prime inline cam system with Casey Vandergraff. All right, on the phone with me today, Mr. Casey Vandergraff from Prime. Casey, how we doing, man?
Oh, we're doing fantastic. It just snowed here, so we got a cold front coming through. So now that we got finished launching our bows, we're all or else turn around the office ready to get in the woods.
I believe it. Man, I tell you what, like, I don't know if I owned a bow company and I said, all right, guys, when's the best time to, like, as a hunter, what's the best time to release a bow? It sure as hell would not be right before the season started.
I don't understand it, to be honest. I don't think any of us really do. It's just something that bow companies have done for so long. And I think it has a lot more to do with bow shops and how their cash flow works and their best time to buy and put in orders and stuff like that. So I wish it was up to us because I'd have all of November off, but it doesn't. So it's our busy time of year.
Right. The machine shop should be down from November 1st to December, right?
Exactly.
Gotcha.
I wish.
Gotcha. Yeah. All right. So kind of big news. I'm getting ahead of myself. Casey, why don't you talk a little bit about what it is that you actually do? What's your position within Prime?
So I am our marketing director, recently appointed marketing director. So I've been doing marketing, social media stuff here for the past 4 years. And then before that, I was doing a lot of our graphic design stuff. So
okay.
A little bit of everything. We have a small crew here, so we all do a little bit of everything. So we've got Ryan Silver, who's been on the podcast before. He handles a lot of our Prime G5 websites. And he handles the whole G5 side of the brand. So, kind of split the two and then we overlap quite a bit on a lot of stuff. So, that's the basic gist of what I do, but, pretty concentrated on Prime. So,
yeah. All right. So, real easy question right up. When did Prime start? Like, when was the first bow that Prime put out? What year? Do you happen to know that?
Prime put out, I think it was 2010. So we've been doing it for 11, 12 years now. So,
right.
We've been doing it for a little bit. And then before that, we were making, so we actually started as an engineering company, this whole G5 Grace Engineering brand. So on the engineering side of things, we actually made Elite bows there for a little bit.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how we got our start in bows. And we kind of had a few ideas on how we could do things better than they were and kind of went on our own and did our own thing with Prime. So,
gotcha.
Yeah, we did that 11, 12 years ago.
So the reason I asked this question is to get a time frame, right? Because you guys came out in 2010 with this crazy design and there was two cams up top and two cams on the bottom. So essentially four cams on a single bow, right? And it's been that way up until 2021. So my question to you is, people knew Prime bows just from looking at it. You didn't even need to see the label. You could say, that's a Prime, that's a Prime, that's a Prime. Now you guys change it, right? It's just like you look at something, you know exactly what it is, you change it. When you guys came up with this idea of coming out with a single cam, did you have this feeling or have any thoughts go through your mind about losing its identity, Prime Bows losing its identity because of this change?
Oh yeah. So on the marketing side of things, that was, I wish you could have saw my face the day the engineers came back and showed us what they were working on. Cause it was losing everything that we've built up and we've showed that this is the most efficient cam system out there, that this is the best. There's nothing better than this. So for them to convince us and show us how it really worked, it took a lot of work and a lot of understanding for us to see what was going on there and to make sure that this is truly a more beneficial system. It took a lot. And as soon as we got to, so I guess I'll kind of explain why system came about. So we've had that parallel cam system for a while, since day one. And our overall, mission was to eliminate cam lean, to make sure all that load on your axle was center balanced. So that's where the parallel cam system was perfect. You have two tracks, you have the string on both sides of the cable, and it works as one to make a perfectly balanced axle draw load. So what we did with the inline cam is we actually accomplished that same goal just in a more simple platform. So we took that single cam, and we actually made sure that the cables go underneath the cam and they go in line with your string track. So it accomplishes the same thing that we did with the parallel cam system, just in a more refined version of that end goal. So it was very scary to hear about it at the beginning, but as soon as I found out that we are still accomplishing the same goal in the whole design of the parallel cam system, that we are still doing that and we haven't strayed from our mission. Because I know the first thing you see when you see our new cam system is you think that we did this totally new thing, but really it's a refined version of what we've done for the past 10 years.
Yeah.
Because as technology advances, things should just get simpler.
Right.
And with the parallel cam system, we were getting into seven string set. With the parallel cam system, more weight. So the more that we can refine all these things, the better and more efficient cam system we have. So
yeah.
As long as we kept that same goal, we were happy with what we're doing still. And we still have the only single string, the single cam string track that is perfectly balanced. So
yeah,
we now own the two most balanced cams on the market.
And that's crazy. Okay. So
yeah.
my question then becomes, I guess the first is just a comment, right? If you can do the same thing with one cam than you can with two cams, then from a manufacturing standpoint, it should be much easier and more efficient and cost-effective to go to a one cam system.
Yeah, for the most part, yeah, it is. It's going to make it easier on our engineering side of things, but yeah, it's going to be easier. But it also, this cam took, I believe, a little over 3-4 years to engineer it. So it took a lot longer than it has our previous cam system. So
yeah.
So what we lost on that side of the development side of things, we're gaining on the engineering sides now. So it's a give or take.
Right. Okay. So for the idiots out there like myself, like you guys can get into a whole bunch of this engineering talk and this crazy I don't know, like design talk, but sometimes that just goes right over everybody's heads. So you take away the four cams. Now the bow has two. What does this new inline cam system actually do to replace the four cams?
Yeah. So what it does is it brings that main cable is where the biggest piece of technology is. So in that mod, the track runs underneath into the cam. So as you're drawing the bow back, that main cable slides right underneath it, and it's perfectly in line with your string. So what that does is it evens that cam load perfectly in the center of the axle. So it's just going to be a little bit more efficient. It's going to be a little bit easier. And it also broadens a lot of the options that we're going to have in the future. So we can get down to a shorter axle now. We can make a lot faster bow, all while keeping that consistent. And we call it like it's an accurate platform. That's our whole goal is we think cam lean and consistency equals accuracy. So as long as this cam keeps doing that, then it opens a lot more options for us in the future.
Okay. So are there, when it comes to parts and like moving parts, is this system easier to maintain from a bow shop standpoint or from a guy who just wants to tune his own bows in his garage? Is this easier, more complicated, or right about the same as the normal four cam system?
It's going to be a little bit easier. So you're only working with the two cables and a string now, before you had that 7-piece string set. So on that side of things, it's going to be a little bit easier, but it's also with less strings comes the less things that can go wrong. So, it's going to be a little easier to tune. We actually worked on our shimming system this year. So that's going to be a lot easier for shops to work on. Our shims actually just kind of pop in and pop off this year. Where before you had to take the whole axle out to change that stuff out, but it's going to make it quite a bit easier on both the shop and the user. But I'm not saying this in a biased view, but as far as tuning and all that stuff goes, this has been by far our best and easiest bow to tune. So it seems like just about every bow that comes out of the box is shooting a bullet hole within the first 2-3 shots. So it seems like it's doing a pretty good job right off the bat, and you shouldn't need to really mess with any of that tuning stuff. So fingers crossed, knock on wood, hope it stays that way. But so far we've had pretty good luck with it. So
gotcha. All right. So what you just said, right, it all leads kind of to accuracy, right? Better knock travel. I'm reading this on your website. It has better knock. Yep. This system has better knock travel, increased accuracy. All right. So explain to us in layman's terms how this better knock travel and this cam system increases the accuracy.
Yeah. So I'm trying to think of an easy way to explain it. I mean, just so if you can keep that knock travel perfectly in line and not moving, things are going to fluctuate throughout your draw cycle. You're going to have strings change over time. You're going to have metal's going to wear differently over time. But if you make sure that knock travel is perfectly in line with everything on your bow, it doesn't really matter what the strings are going to do and all that kind of stuff. It's still going to be perfectly straight and consistent. So, and the more consistent things are, the better the more tight your groups are going to be, and the more consistent those groups are going to be. So that's kind of where we get that accuracy factor, and just having a whole system that works together. Like what we've focused on for the most part with everything in Prime is a balanced system. So you have your balanced cam system, you have your center balanced riser, and then you have the swerve at the bottom of the riser to balance how that riser moves throughout your draw cycle. So it's all kind of working together in one system, but as long as everything's balanced and consistent, that's kind of what we think leads to accuracy. And our engineers have numbers and numbers to kind of prove that all that stuff is working together to really hit this one goal of consistency, which we believe leads directly to accuracy. So,
yeah. Yeah. And, you know, a lot of people, I'm going to be that guy right now, but
go for it.
Everybody always says, you know, better accuracy leads to better accuracy, you have to shoot your bow and shoot it a lot to get accuracy. I don't care how well tuned the bow is. Correct. Coming out of the box, a guy still has to put in his due diligence and practice to become a great archer or a good archer, you know? So, but all of this design and engineering helps in the long run, helps them cut that learning curve down if they have the good form and they have, you know, they put in the time behind the bow, right? So it sounds like that's what you guys have done here.
Yeah. So kind of like you were saying, is a lot of this stuff is very minute. It's going to make little changes, but a lot of the end user won't notice it. I mean, you give Levi Morgan any bow on the market, he's going to be able to win tournaments with it. But when you give the average user, give them a bow that has a grip that's towards the bottom of the riser, and then you give our bow, which has our grip right in the center, and it's already balanced. We've done quite a bit of testing here, and we have numbers to back it up, that immediately your accuracy and your pin float decrease to the average user. So people that are just going out hunting and they're shooting a lot in their backyard, and they're not necessarily competitive shooters, that's where you notice a lot of these technologies are built for that type of person to be a more accurate shooter. So,
gotcha.
To make that pin float as low as we can, to make sure that you're locked on center, locked on target, and you're staying there. So,
yeah. Okay. So sometimes when there's an overhaul in a design, or a new design comes out, there's also some benefits in other departments, not just, you know, like this, the quote unquote accuracy, the gain in accuracy, and the functionality with this inline cam versus the, you know, the four cam system. What about efficiency on the bow, hand shock, like anything else that escalated or became better now that you have this new system in place?
Yeah, it was, like you said, it was actually hand shock was probably the biggest thing, just because when you release an arrow, that cam, there's so much vibration caused by that cam spinning and stopping and hitting your string stop. when you have a parallel cam system like we did, that's a lot of metal that's moving. So for it to stop drastically like that, it's going to send hand shock through our riser. And we actually didn't realize how much hand shock it was sending through our riser until we put our new inline cam system on our bow. And that's something that was just about cut in half. So that's one of the things that people are noticing that's quite a bit different from what we've had in the past is that hand shock, that quiet, no vibration feel that we thought that we've been improving on it, but we improved as much as we could with a parallel cam system. So for us to realize that right out of the gate with this inline system, it helps drastically. So
yeah. So
it's good.
From a no BS kind of standpoint, mm-hmm. there's you put a blindfold on the guy, regardless of what the actual brand of the bow is, right? They could take their mm-hmm. old bow, they can draw it back, and they can shoot it. And then they put a new bow in their hand, a newer model, or maybe 2 years newer, draw it back. And then there's this night and day difference. So you can definitely feel the difference between an older bow and this new bow. Are you getting that feel with this inline system versus the four cam system?
I would say yes. It depends on what model you're talking about. So, it's got a limb stop on it this year, which is definitely noticeable from last year. But as far as the shape of the cam, it's very similar to what we have with the parallel cam system. So the draw cycle is pretty much the same. And I'd be willing to say it'd be pretty tough to tell the difference just drawing the bow back. But the second you release an arrow, you're definitely going to notice that it's a new bow.
Okay.
100%. So.
Gotcha. All right. So does this mean moving forward that Prime is done with the four cam system, or are you guys still going to sell bows and continue to refine that type of that part of your engineering as well?
I believe we're going to stay with the inline cam system. I can't say that for certain just because, the thing that I love about our engineers is we have that end goal of making the most accurate bow. And if we were here to keep this marketing, keep this brand going, then we would have just stuck with the parallel cam system.
Yeah.
Just because it worked and it's been a staple for us. But for them to whatever works best on paper and makes the number, we hit these numbers and we keep improving on them. So the more we can improve, it doesn't matter what it looks like and how it works. It's as long as the numbers and our end goal is continuously getting better, we don't really care what it looks like. So
yeah.
We believe that this inline cam system is what's going to take us there, and we can keep building upon it. But I can't say that for certain just because our engineers, you never know what they're going to come out with next.
Yeah. Speaking of engineers, you mentioned something about it took 3 years to not only come up with the idea, but bring it to reality, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I would even say it's a little bit longer than that, just because if we would have thought of this idea right off the beginning, then we wouldn't have had a parallel cam system. But just looking at, like I said, that overall goal and how to get everything balanced on that cam axle, there's so many different ways to do it. And if we would have came up with that from the beginning, I'm sure that's the way we would have went, but, it did get a lot better using the system. So,
yeah. Okay. So then, I guess moving forward, like everybody, especially bow companies. And I know, you know what I'm talking about here. Mm-hmm. They say, you know, oh, this is the best. This is better than, you know, like I hate to, I'm going to try to say this comment without mentioning the brand, but the people that their partners, you know, it's like, they did it again. They did it again. They, you know, and you get some mm-hmm. cheesy, non-believable thing, you know, coming out about how these bows. So as these companies, right, start to market these products and say, hey, this is a big difference in Prime. We're going from that inline system to now the dual cams, right, or whatever, the four cams,
parallel cams,
the parallel cams to the inline cam system, right? That's a big jump. Now, how do you go from there, right? What's next to say, all right, well, we've done this huge engineering overhaul. We've made the bow better. How do you convince the next generation that doesn't buy this bow, but is due for a bow next year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I will say it puts a lot of pressure on not just us, but all bow companies, I think, to make a new bow every year, and to make it unique is really tough, which is one thing that I do respect that Matthews did quite a bit this year is they have a bow that they think is as good as they can do. So they kind of took a year off to work on different things, to work on a better way to put a quiver on, a better way to do that. So so I do like that side of things and the kind of the way they went, just because it's tough to design new things every year. So you'll notice with what we've done in our brand. So we had the parallel cam system and we built off that parallel cam system for a few years. And then we came up with this big piece of technology with the center grips. And in the next few years, we figured out how to make that center grip the most efficient and best platform out there. So that's kind of where we had the swerve to it and made it perfectly balanced. Now we have this cam system. So I think the next few years, it'll kind of be building off of some of the things that we can do with this cam system that we couldn't do before. So maybe it'll be something smaller than we've done. Maybe we can make this even a faster bow next year. There's a whole bunch of possibilities with this new piece of technology. So in a few years, I mean, we're going to have as good as this inline cam will do, and then we'll have another piece of big technology. So it's about making those really the big steps, and then you have a few years where you just refine stuff and do stuff you couldn't do without that piece of technology. And then you come out with something else and build upon that piece of technology. So this is kind of our third big jump that we've done here at Prime, and we think we hit the timing quite perfect for it. So we're excited for it and all the possibilities we have. So
yeah, as a pseudo, I'm not going to say I'm this crazy type of gear junkie or gear nut, but as a pseudo gear nut, when I saw this and I saw the change, I was like, oh, that's very interesting and intriguing. And then, so I looked into, you know, I looked deeper into it. So getting to talk with you today, it's really cool how you guys said, you know what? Cause I'll be honest. I feel a lot of brands, not just in the hunting industry, but a lot of brands outside, you know, just any type of brand who had a bread and butter product, right? A clearly identifiable product, and then they change it. So kudos to you guys for doing that. And then now getting to hear all that stuff behind it that just makes it that much more interesting, man.
Yeah. No, and it's something that's, it's been done quite a few different times. I mean, I'll refer to them again, but Matthews had their solo cam and they preached it for the longest time. And that's how they were known until they found a system that worked better. And that's kind of where they're at right now. So we were hesitant to do it, but it's worked out great for companies in the past. And it really is. If the numbers didn't surpass what we were doing with the parallel cam system, we wouldn't have made the change. So we made sure there's a reason for it, and we feel confident about it. So we decided to go with it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, cool, man. So any insight into what is, you know, what's happening? I know you mentioned on it a little bit, but like where does the energy go from here? What's the next 5 years like? Is it just to continue on this inline system and refine that? Or do you take the two systems and, I don't know, merge them? I mean, do you add a third cam? I mean, you know, just crazy stuff like that. Like what's the direction, maybe short term, long term?
I can't say too much because we actually haven't started having those meetings yet, but usually kind of the way it works is we'll all get into a conference room for a few days, even a week or two, and we'll just sit there and brainstorm and figure out cool stuff that we can do, stuff that's practical. We've got our engineers in there to I'm a creative marketing guy, so I have all these crazy ideas, and then we have our engineers that go, but this is possible, this is not possible. So it's kind of picking through all these crazy ideas that all of us have around here and figuring out what we can make work, what we think the consumers would like, what and especially with this new camp system, I think it's going to be a lot of stuff. It's just stuff we haven't been able to do with the parallel camp system that we've wanted to do for a while. So I can't really touch on what those are, but I think we'll have a lot of new stuff to do in the next few years now that we have this camp system.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome, man. Congratulations to you guys for, something that's very innovative in the industry. So kudos to you guys. And I just want to say thanks for taking time out of your day. I know you guys are busy over there, and coming on the podcast and dropping some knowledge on us, man.
Absolutely. Not a problem. Thanks for having us on.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.